What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, we're having some technical difficulties with Mike D'Atelier there. Charlie Long, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby, while I'm trying to get Mike pulled up here, you know, it was a very interesting divisional round in the NFL this past weekend. We got our AFC and NFC championship games set up for this weekend. But, you know, I think there's been a lot of, I guess, spice around the league about the officiating this past weekend. Bobby, I want to start there, and specifically Kansas City and Houston, the first game of the weekend. I just want to get your thoughts on what happened in that matchup.
Well, I don't know. Pat Mahomes is going to get a lot of calls to go his way. You know, whether he exaggerates, you know, to get calls to go in his favor. But to beat the champs, you have to beat the champs. Maybe the officials can be involved in that. But this is interesting, Charlie. Steve Geller sent me this, and I know you're probably aware of this, is that that's why you got to look beyond the stats. Oh, Hebert, what are you talking about? You always look at the stats. Yes, but you have to look at the stats and what occurs, and then you kind of piecemeal it together, the puzzle together, what happened. But you look at the Texans, outgained the Chiefs by 224 yards and didn't commit a turnover. And if you look at it, in the history of the NFL, if you have 100 or more yards than your opponent and zero turnovers, the previous record was 49-0 when that was 49-1. You know what really is disheartening? If I don't know if I've ever seen or saw or witnessed this, the Texans special teams was horrendous. They were terrible. You know how you want to win in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams? Well, the Texans definitely did not get that done. And I think, like I said, Pat Mahomes will get the benefit of the doubt. If you look at Pat Mahomes, his career in divisional rounds, he's 7-0. He's thrown for a little over 2,000 yards, 17 total touchdowns, zero turnovers. Oh, what did Jared Goff do? Turn over the football. What did Lamar Jackson do? Turn over the football. It's not, you know, a slam dunk. You know, that giveaway-takeaway ratio, but it does come into play. And you go with that, Mahomes having a quarterback rating basically of 114. So it didn't surprise me that the Chiefs came out on top. And, I mean, I don't know. You could take play both sides of the fence on this one, because I think it would be unique if the Chiefs are able to three-peat and to win three championships in a row. That's hard to do in the NFL. Just ask the Buffalo Bills. They went to four straight Super Bowls and never won. So you might say, oh, well, we got to throw Buffalo a bone. You know, they've been to four straight Super Bowls. It's tough to even get there, but they haven't won it. So if you're looking for a dark horse, what I mean by dark horse or an underdog, and the Lions were that team, you know, the only NFC team to never go to a Super Bowl, where you look at the Bills, they've never won a Super Bowl. So if you look at the remaining teams, oh, you might, well, Bobby, what about Jane Daniels and Washington Commanders? Yeah, but they've won Super Bowls before. They were in the late 80s, early 90s. The Washington Redskins are one of the best teams ever under Joe Gibbs. So they've already had it, have been there, done that. Now, if you're truly going to back a team that and a loyal fan base, I mean, to me, it would be the Buffalo Bills, not the Eagles. The Eagles... they've gotten there, and, you know, they've won a Super Bowl and all that. The Bills are the team, really, if you're looking for the underdog syndrome. And if you're looking for history, you definitely would want the Kansas City Chiefs. If you look at Pat Mahomes, and it's been now that throughout the season, he threw for just 177 yards. You know, it was nothing special, but that's how they've won the whole season. You know, they beat Houston 23-14, and look, they advanced to the AFC Championship game. Okay, this is not by accident. They advanced seven consecutive seasons. You know how hard that is to do? If you just won seven double-digit seasons, let's say you just get the 10 wins. Now we, like, you were 10-7. How hard that is? Well, they've gone to AFC Championship now seven consecutive seasons. You look at Kelsey. I don't know. He's a playoff Kelsey, whether he's motivated by his girlfriend, Taylor Swift, or whatever. She's always watching in the suite. And then you got WNBA star Caitlin Clark hanging out in the suite with Taylor Swift. Kelsey goes for 7 catches, 117 yards. So you look at the Chiefs right now, are the fourth team in NFL history. Again, Charlie, you know how I love history. The Chiefs are the fourth team in NFL history to follow back-to-back Lombardi trophies by advancing to the conference title and the three previous loss. So that being said, I think Buffalo has a chance to go on the road and upset Kansas City and Kansas City at Arrowhead.
Bobby, I got a fun stat for you. NFL on CBS put this out there. The most playoff wins by a quarterback without a Super Bowl start. You know, there's a couple guys with five, like Mark Brunell, Phillip Rivers, at seven, Josh Allen. Kansas City seems to be the one hump he can't get over in the postseason. We'll see if he can do it this year.
Well, remember the one game.
The 13-second game?
Yes, he takes the lead with 13 seconds. He don't play defense. And isn't, look at their head coach. He's a defensive coach.
Sean McDermott,
Sean McDermott's a defensive coach. Come on, coach.
We talked to Buffalo reporters as well, like leading up into the weekend of matchups against Baltimore, because we all anticipated it was going to be a great game, and it lived up to the expectations. But basically what they kept saying is that, yes, Josh Allen hasn't gotten over the hump. He hasn't gotten to the Super Bowl yet. But almost all of those losses that they've suffered haven't necessarily been on him. It's been their defense that's let him down in the playoffs. So
right.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we can get, you know, Josh Allen to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and Buffalo can make it back and potentially win their first. I would much rather see that than see Kansas City win their third straight.
Well, you look, the Vikings have been to the Super Bowl four times. They've never won. But the Bills went four straight seasons to the Super Bowl. And really, out of those four seasons, I can recall this, the only one, I think, was the very first where wide right, you know, when they should have beat the Giants. But the other three, no, they were not the better team. So they should be 1-3, but woulda, coulda, shoulda, and all that. But you look at, you know how I love Joe Montana. That was my heyday and all that. And, you know, I told you that I played Joe Montana 11 times, only won two. So I'm like 2-9. Well, looking at Mahomes, improved to 16-3 in the playoffs, tying Joe Montana for the second most wins in NFL history, the only behind Tom Brady. And like I said before, he's 7-0 in divisional round. So now, this is a feel-good. Who hates Andy Reid? I don't think nobody would dislike Andy Reid. It's like, come on, you're just a hater if you don't like Andy Reid. Well, look at Andy Reid. Mahomes helped Andy Reid become the fourth NFL coach with 300 career wins. So you look at that great accomplishment. Now, you look at what happened in Orchard Park in the Buffalo game. And I picked the Ravens. Charlie, I don't know. Who did you pick? Did you pick Buffalo?
I also had Baltimore. Mike was the only one. Mike, I believe you had Buffalo. I think we got Mike ready to go here.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you were the only one that picked Buffalo. So congratulations on that win in pick six. I think everyone else had Baltimore in that matchup.
Yeah, because what it was like 1.5.
1.5 on the road. They were favorites. But Buffalo came out on top in a very fun game last night.
Well, the difference is Buffalo's defense forced 3 turnovers.
Yeah.
To me, you look at Mark Andrews. Boy, talk about something. You know, you could be awesome and have a great football career, but people tend to remember the negative. When he fumbled and he dropped the 2-point conversion pass, and that was 1:33 left. Now, maybe Josh Allen will come back, but then you look so close but so far again. But, you know, the 2-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, you bet against the Chiefs, you get burned. It's almost like the Tom Brady century, a scenario in the 21st century. But if you look at Buffalo now, they snapped a 3-year run of being eliminated in divisional round. So I just think, well, watch out for the Bills going forward. And, you know, Buffalo has been eliminated by the Chiefs in 3 of the past 4 postseasons. So it's going to be interesting to see what's actually occur. Now, look at Baltimore. Lamar Jackson might win a three-peat MVP. But unless you're winning championships, people tend, again, dwell on the negative instead of the positive. Oh, how many championships Lamar won? It didn't matter if he won 3 MVPs. But Baltimore now fell to 5-8 in divisional round, including 1-4 in the last 5. So, and if you look at it, and like I said, Buffalo defense forced 3 turnovers. You know, Charlie, how I love this, and Mike. Buffalo finished their regular season with a league best plus 24 in the turnover differential. That's way beyond double digits. You know, I said, like, when the Saints, it was a shame, the previous season in 23 were a plus 11. I said, come on, you should be a postseason team. Well, they were a plus 24, but then when it counted, they, you know, Buffalo was able to force three turnovers, and you know, that's the key right there. Buffalo finished their regular season with a league best plus 24. That's why I kind of like him against the Chiefs. They might be opportunistic and come out on top, but, you know, this is hard to do also. You want to take care of home field. You know, I always say this with the Saints, dome field advantage and how you got it. You can't be 500. I'm not saying you got to be perfect, but the Bills were perfect at home. They closed their season a perfect 10-0 at home, including, you remember, week 11, they won 30-21 over the previously unbeaten Chiefs. So whenever you beat somebody, you know, you got to beat a, you got to beat a man, you got to beat the man. I'm intrigued, you know, with the Bills versus the Chiefs. If you go by what occurred in the regular season, but it's at Kansas City, you say, oh, yeah, the Bills could beat them.
The Bills have found the regular season success against Kansas City. It's just been the postseason.
Right,
they
exactly.
haven't been able to get over the hump, and that's ultimately what matters. And, you know, looking at it early, you don't bet against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites at home against Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. So I can't wait for it. But, Mike, kind of what's your early read on that?
Yeah, again, you got to beat them. And that's why I like the Chiefs. I'll be honest with you. Listen, I'm a big Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills fan. But, man, you know, it's hard to win three in a row. But it's also hard to jump that emotional ditch. And that's what the Bills have against the Chiefs. Not so much in the regular season, postseason. With everything is on the line, the Chiefs find a way to win. It's been ugly at times. They just find a way to win. I was really surprised how well the Texans moved the football against them. Now, they couldn't a lot of times finish the deal against the Chiefs defense, but I was really surprised of how well C.J. Stroud and the Texans moved the football.
And they didn't turn it over,
really,
Mike.
They moved a good job.
And they didn't turn it over. They outgained the Chiefs by 224 yards. If you'd have just told me that, they're not going to turn it over. I said, oh, the Texans are going to upset the Chiefs. But I don't know. Until it happens, you don't know. And that's why it's until it happens with the Ravens, you don't know. You know who's the Rodney Dangerfield of quarterbacks as far as if you're a Ravens fan base? Don't get enough respect. Joe Flacco. Look at this. Mike, I thought this was interesting because you look at Jayden Daniels, what he's doing in Washington with the Commanders. Unbelievable. Then you look at Joe Flacco. I thought this was interesting. Only two rookie quarterbacks to ever beat a number one seed in the playoffs. You know, everyone plays for the number one seed. You know, to have that bye, to have the home field advantage. Now, Joe Flacco, they beat the Titans and the Ravens. Joe Flacco and the Ravens beat the Titans back in 2009. And Jayden Daniels, with the Commanders, upset the Lions on Saturday night. So, Mike, it's unbelievable, but I'm telling you, you know, people say, like, oh, well, Bobby, why are you not maybe for Jayden Daniels and the Washington Commanders? Because I still view the Washington Commanders as the Redskins. They've had past success. Now, they haven't, what have you done for them lately? Nothing. You know, they're in the NFC Championship, they're in the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991 season. Mike, that's when I was playing. That's when I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's how long ago that was. To show you how Washington has been irrelevant. And, boy, you don't think the quarterback makes a difference? Jayden Daniels, talk about smooth as silk. It doesn't get any better than this, but I'm looking at, okay, how in the hell then they didn't win more at LSU? Because the defense was so freaking sorry. You look at what we played in the Relia Quest Bowl. We had Jayden Daniels, Malik Nabis, Brian Thomas Jr. You want to talk about an underachieving college team with Jayden Daniels. Boy, LSU screwed the pooch on that one because Jayden Daniels is unbelievable. He is so special. And right now, like all the remaining quarterbacks, this is an argument. I don't care if he's a rookie or not. Who's played better than Jayden Daniels? I think he might be number one right now. I'm not talking about a career and what you've established. I'm talking about this season, this playoffs. Jayden Daniels has played better than Pat Mahomes, played better than all of them left. I mean, it's unbelievable what Jayden Daniels to me has done. So, Again, the franchise, they've had past success. But that'll be interesting to see, you know, to go to Philadelphia. And when we come back from the break, Mike, we got to talk about Saquon Barkley. You want to talk about chunk plays? He's the master of splash chunk plays. Boy, that might be the worst position you could ever put your franchise in. The Giants? The New York Football Giants?
They should fire Joe Shane because of, like, just watching what he's doing.
Right.
And the Rams, I mean, we all know that both matchups the Rams had against Saquon, they're still trying to chase him down. Right. They can't find him.
Yeah, he had he'd be amongst the greatest in Pro Football Hall of Fame history, just what he's done against the Rams.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's the greatest free agent pickup in the last 365 days. Right. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Dave explained everything. I know we weren't able to do it live at the Slipper tonight, but a lot of that has to do with certainly some dynamics happening weather-wise. But kind of tell everybody who's not there exactly kind of how things are going to be happening at the Slipper over the next couple of days.
Well, Mike and Dave, we have to play like we live. Dave, we got to make Dave feel at home.
I thought the grandstands of the stage bar. Anyway, so now, pretty much all the casinos are open. Everybody cut back to a skeleton crew. And that's, you know, so that employees don't get stranded when it starts to sleet, you know, in the middle of the night tonight. But casino is open. The buffets closed. The big restaurants are closed. Our palm courts open. So it actually, you know, being President's Day today, Martin Luther King Day. I'm sorry. It was proud in there. But I'm back home now at the Dave Cave. You know, looking at all my memorabilia on the walls, and had some great football. Had some great. Yeah, I got all that. Boxing stuff from the early 90 casino days.
Well, but, you know, Dave, Dave, I have a question for you because you follow football and you observe it. Mike, all of y'all can chime in on this one. As much as I love Joe Burrow, and look at the season Joe Burrow had this year, it was unbelievable they didn't make the postseason and how Joe Burrow's matured. I look at Jayden Daniels. What Jayden Daniels has done as a rookie, it is freaking unbelievable how poised he is. And listen, nothing against Joe Burrow, because it's like A and 1A or 1A and all. They're all like unbelievable. But Jayden Daniels, he's too cool for school. I mean, you talk about smooth as silk. I mean, Jayden Daniels, to me, now, are you looking at a rookie year? Pat Mahomes was very good. He was outstanding. I look at Joe Montana. Look at the history of the quarterbacks, Mike. You know that. Has anybody been as slick or looks like he's in control as a rookie as Jayden Daniels has?
No, not in my lifetime that I can remember. I remember Ben Roethlisberger had a great rookie season. But, man, you watch C.J. Stroud a year ago, nobody's done it like what Jayden Daniels has. And I will say that I think when Roethlisberger went to Pittsburgh, he had a better supporting cast around him than Jayden Daniels did. I've never seen a guy to be able to take over a team that he was the second overall pick in the draft, and he's made such a difference. And knowing him a little bit from his LSU days, just his work ethic, his attention to detail, he makes it look easy because he works so damn hard. People don't realize it's just not a natural skill. He works his butt off each and every day. And Coach Kelly told me this. He said, Mike, I had to run him out of the film room because he was here before we were here. And I'm talking about the coaches. That goes to show the dedication that Jayden Daniels has in his craft. You don't see that a lot.
Well, in
a first-year guy.
And, Mike, you look at it, and Dave and Charlie and everybody, you look at the supporting cast. I mean, you know, I look where, the supporting cast, where you ranked. I mean, there's nothing to write home about when you look at Washington's defense, where they're ranked. You know, they're in like the 20s. Look at scoring defense. Look at everything where they're at. That's why, to me, He is truly special. I think we are watching greatness. He will not have, to me, a sophomore slump like C.J. Stroud did. Now, C.J. Stroud, I think he played formidable in the postseason. There was a sophomore slump in the regular season. Listen, C.J. Stroud was outstanding as a rookie, but he wasn't no Jaden Daniels. That's the difference. Jaden Daniels is historical when you look at all rookie quarterbacks in the history of the NFL.
I agree with you, and so just watch him. And, you know, he is so humble of a guy, too, because he does know and does realize he's got the fortunes of the Commanders on his back. Okay, Dan Quinn's done a great job. They've added some nice pieces on defense. This is all on the back of Jaden Daniels. You can cut it a lot of different ways.
Yep.
That one you can't get around. He is the man there.
Yeah, there was some chat I heard over the weekend about just Brian Kelly really didn't know what he had, even though he was the one that got Jaden Daniels, but really didn't know what he had, and that, you know, that's one of the reasons they're talking about. Now, here's Notre Dame going to the national championship tonight, but Brian Kelly never got there.
Well, the thing is, Denbrock knew what they had.
Denbrock did.
Yeah. If you look at now, and he left LSU, and he goes to Notre Dame. If you look at Notre Dame's offense, Mike, I don't think Denbrock got enough credit because they talk about Notre Dame's defense. But they rank sixth in the country in scoring at 37 points per game. Now, they lack the dynamic passing attack, to say the least, but you have to look at the quarterback. You got to give Denbrock credit how they fit the scheme around their quarterback, Riley Leonard, and in a tough running game. I'm not saying they could beat Ohio State, but Denbrock, I think that was a big loss when he left LSU and went to Notre Dame. I mean, that right there to me tells me a lot. What he knew with Jaden Daniels, and then what he's done now with Riley Leonard, obviously, is like a poor man of Josh Allen, a big guy, aggressive, like, you know, the Bills quarterback.
Bob, all I can tell you is I bet Jaden Daniels would love to play and have the Irish defense along the other side.
Oh, it would be national champ.
Yeah, you'd have a real shot at it. But, man, to think you got two first-round pick receivers. And to show you how good it is, those two guys played like seasoned veterans too. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr. I mean, it was like these guys have played in the NFL, and yet Brian, for the most part, he was sort of a one-hit wonder.
Right.
You didn't hear a lot about Brian up until last year, and then you saw his growth as a player. Now, Malik's done that for some time. But Brian was the revelation as a player at that wide receiver spot. He's not playing on a great Jacksonville team. They lost, but he was a winner.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's a team sport, but he was a winner, right.
Hey, tell everybody kind of what's happening. I know you got giveaways all month long at the Silver Slipper, and, man, before you know it, you got Valentine's Day, everything's happening, but tell everybody a little bit about some of the giveaways that's happening at the Silver Slipper.
This Saturday night coming up is our first briefcase bankroll. We're giving away $25,000 in cash, six people up on stage, and they each open up a briefcase, and the biggest one is $10,000 in cash, the lowest one is $1,000 in cash, but it's going to be a total of $25,000 in cash, and of course we got live entertainment back, and this weekend during our giveaway, it's the King of Fat City, Harvey, Jesus, and Fire playing on the stage.
What?
We have our iPad giveaways. Yeah, Harvey, Jesus. Yep. From the Bounty.
Still rocking and rolling.
Yeah, giving away.
Still rolling.
Yeah, still rocking and rolling. We're giving away iPads every night from Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. You still get a chance to get those Silver Slipper fleece jacket when you earn 4,000 points. That's a lot of points, but you had the entire month to earn it. And I'm just looking forward to a great weekend and looking forward to another weekend of great football, man. And I think it's going to be – I'm hoping it's going to be a Super Bowl with Washington versus Kansas City.
Yeah, that would be intriguing, Washington versus – you know what?
Against the guy that's done it all. That would really be a great storyline.
Well, but then, yep. I don't know, I think it's wide open. I think, you know, don't bet against Washington because it's not a series, it's just one game. But when you look at Philadelphia and And then you look at Buffalo where they're at. All I know is with the Eagles right now, they have won. And really, they have not been that impressive overall when you look at their two playoff wins. But they have a complete team. That's why, to me, that I don't know. I think it's a monumental upset if Washington can go to Philly and win that game.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Bob. The other thing, too, is every time I watch the Eagles play in Jalen Carter, I think of Pete Jenkins. Pete was there with Georgia and working with Kirby Smart when they had, you know, those two big guys in the middle. But he told me what Jalen Carter, Mike, when he figures out that he wants to play more than two or three downs out of 10, they better watch out because he's going to be lethal. Look what happened yesterday with everything on the line. Who made the defensive play?
Amen.
Jalen Carter.
Amen. Mike, when you look at Jalen Carter, I'm telling you, this is along the lines of like Aaron Donald. You look at throughout his career. But then with Chris Jones have done with the Chiefs to impact the outcome of the game. Jalen Carter, okay, it's third down. All of a sudden, he sacked Stafford. And then on fourth down, look what he did. All of a sudden, he forces an incomplete pass on fourth down to end the threat, and it's over. So, no, why don't we have nobody like that with the Saints? I mean,
you ain't thinking high enough to get Jalen Carter yet.
But you know what I'm saying, Mike? That, you don't think like, you always think like a quarterback or a skilled player or whatever. All I know is I look like the likes of Aaron Donald. I remember when he broke, when he whipped that Andrew Speed and he broke, I think, Drew Brees' thumb. Remember when he hurt him? I look at Aaron Donald. Then look at Chris Jones, how he helped the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. And the pass rush, how influenced. Well, Jalen Carter did that. So that's why Jalen Carter might have something to do maybe. Now, could Jane Daniels juke him maybe and you don't be able to get away? Because Stafford wasn't doing no juking compared to what Jane Daniels could do.
Yeah, the only thing I remember, SEC championship game, Jalen Carter picks him up and, man, everybody's screaming on the Georgia bench, don't dump him on his head. Man, because he actually picked him up like his feet were moving, but he was way off the ground. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
All right, Dave.
Who that?
All right, Dave.
All right,
Dave,
thank you. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bob, it looks as though Ben Johnson will be the new head coach of Chicago Bears. They just have a few details to be worked out. Funny thing about that is, looks as though Johnson has been knowing this for quite some time because he has reached out to former Saints head coach and defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to be his new defensive coordinator with the Bears. So he stays in the division, and I think a lot of it having to do with cap money. He got a young quarterback he thinks he can develop, and Caleb Williams.
Yeah, come on. He would go with the Raiders if the Raiders had Caleb Williams. I don't care the allure of Tom Brady, part of the Raiders organization, but who in the hell is the quarterback? So I think he looks at Caleb Williams. He looks at the Bears situation. Like you said, the salary cap situation, that makes a lot more sense than the Raiders to go to the Bears. And you look at the NFC North, top to bottom, I think it's just going to get stronger. Because the Lions are still going to be relevant, obviously. You look at Green Bay, you look at the Vikings and all that, now the up-and-coming Bears. But, Mike, he's been a hot candidate. Ben John's been a hot candidate for now a couple of head coaching hiring cycles now. He could have been a head coach last year, but he chose to return to the Lions for another year or so. That didn't surprise me. I think he looked at this situation. Now, the one thing, you know what, and Mike, you might be able to elaborate on this. The one thing where, you know what, the Bears have really struggled? Now, the quarterback can make the offensive line look better than they are. The Bears' offensive line has sucked. I'm not saying that the quarterback, because I know, I played it. The quarterback can make the offensive line look better than it really is. But they have not really gotten it done, and I think Ben Johnson could be a big part of turning it around in Chicago. Now, think about this. Turning around in Chicago, Mike, if you win, let's say you win, go 10-7, and you're in the postseason, you're not winning anything. But obviously, the Bears fans will look at it. We're finally relevant, and we may be playing in the postseason.
Yeah, Bob, I remember when Coach Ditko was here with the Saints and him telling me the story. He said, you know, Michael Jordan, the legend for what he did in Chicago. And he said, I'm not trying to take anything away from what Jordan and the Bulls did, but the greatest moment, you know, he said, you know, the Cubs are in a different league because, you know, the Cubs are the Cubs. But he said, take them out the picture. When we won the Super Bowl, the Bears, that magical year, I think that's the greatest moment in Chicago Bear history.
Well,
Chicago sports history. Now,
right.
I get what he's saying, but think about that team. Because you had to go against them in practice. Man, it was an exercise just to get a first down in practice, much less a game. That was a special moment in time for the city of Chicago and for them to win an NFL championship.
Well, Mike, we made practice against them in training camp in Platteville, Wisconsin. I was like, damn, we like the JUCO. We like the junior varsity versus the varsity. And I told you that. I said, I don't know if we score. I'm just hoping we could get two first downs in a row. I mean, it was 85 Bears was truly unbelievable. And look, okay, you got the Chicago Blackhawks. Yeah, they love hockey and all that. That's kind of a dark horse looking at the Blackhawks. Michael Jordan is the only reason why the Bulls have ever been relevant. But it's a town. It's a big city like Los Angeles and New York. It's a big city that embraces the Cubs and the Bears. All I know is Saturday Night Live did not do a skit on the Cubs. They did it on the Bears. The Bears. I mean, think about that. No, the NFL would love nothing more than the Chicago Bears to be relevant. They hope the Jets and Giants, especially the Jets, more than even the Giants. The Giants have been successful for them to be relevant in the Big Apple. So Los Angeles, it doesn't matter. The Rams and Chargers and all that is good because a lot of people there. But I'm telling you, football country, Chicago and New York, listen, the NFL would love the Bears to be relevant. And when you think about this, Ben Johnson, Mike, if he could turn around the Bears, he'd be like the second coming of Mike Ditka.
I agree because I know it's football country there. In Los Angeles, you got to go to page 7 or 8 in the L.A. Times to find out about them because you know why?
They were about the Lakers and Dodgers. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
That's number one. We'll be back to finish it off here on our number one of Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here, our number one on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Want to tell everybody, be safe on the highway. And if you're all your information, hey, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870 WWL. We'll have you wall-to-wall coverage starting very early tomorrow morning right here on the Big 870 WWL. Unprecedented sort of winter event that we're going through, and we'll get you through the entire situation. So keep you dialed in to Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.